radiant Atman. Fellow seekers of the divine, many years ago, a Western woman left everything behind to follow Pujaswamiji Nanji to the ashram. She was very mystical, spent many hours in states of bliss. She said, Pujaswamiji keeps telling me, you are that bliss. You are that peace. You could tell by the look on her face that she had no idea what Pujaswamiji was talking about. As far as she was concerned, she was experiencing that peace. To say that she was that peace simply made no sense. And so it is with most of us. When we get right down to the essential truth of the spiritual life, sometimes Pujaswami Krishnanji, our late revered General Secretary, would say to devotees in front of him, bring your mind up against the truth of the scriptures, or else you'll just keep on running around in your own head. The problem is, the truth of the scriptures is easy to repeat, but bringing your mind up against it in a meaningful way is something else again. The basic truth of the scripture is Brahman alone is. But they add to that another phrase that seemingly has no meaning, but is the nux of our problem. Brahman alone is without a second. She was experiencing that peace. But it was something outside of her, so to speak. She couldn't identify it as being her identity. And yet, the crucial sentence, great sentence, is that thou art. You are that one alone without a second. Therefore, we can become very senior in the spiritual life, have a deep understanding of the philosophy, understand it at the intellectual level, at the emotional level, we can have profound experiences of peace and joy and clarity. We can have direct experience where all sense of duality not only disappears, but oneness alone is, because the triad of knower, knowing, and known has disappeared. But still, in the ultimate sense, we have hardly moved, because we will say, this is my understanding. I have had these experiences. In other words, we haven't understood the meaning of without a second. Or we may have understood it, but still that habit of claiming it for the ego, for something separate, is still there. Therefore, Guruji Swami Chidananda said, every day, wear away the ego a little bit. One day, once he was talking to someone about their spiritual life, and the student was saying something, he said, and then finally he said, offer it to God. The disciple said, I see it from a universal point of view. Swamiji shot back, same thing. In other words, we leave nothing for the I, the little I. Whatever we know, whatever we've experienced, we offer back to God, or see it from a universal point of view. Same thing. It is to be empty. It is to finally do what Lord Krishna tells us to do, to abandon all dharmas. That means all our wisdom, all our ideas of right and wrong and the spiritual, and take refuge in Him alone. That means to be totally empty of all the known. We know nothing. We are that universal. That is the goal. Hari Om.